This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gun laws are concerned after some emotional and dramatic testimony on the Hill. In this gun bill, it raises the age limit, it bans some ammo, and it has a few other sharp teeth in it, but will it go the distance? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us here on the show. It was really, really heartbreaking to hear some of the stories that were recounted today in Washington, D.C. I mean, there is nobody who really didn't have a tear in their eye. I don't care what affiliation, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever the label was, but this testimony came from a couple of different directions, some from Uvalde, which included a pediatrician who described in detail what he saw as far as the bodies of the children, saying two were just completely decapitated and unidentifiable, and most of them were that way. And he purposely wanted to testify to say that this isn't a time to sugarcoat anything or step around anything. But one of the more dramatic moments was after testimony included an 11-year-old girl, Maya Cirilla, who covered herself with a dead classmate's blood to avoid being shot at Uvalde Elementary. Because of the bright lights and being there in D.C., she did it through being asked questions and a video, and that was presented to Congress. Here is what she had to say.
We were just watching TV, and then she got an email, and then she went to go lock the door, and he was in the hallway, and they made eye contact, and then she went back in the room and she told us, go hide, and then we went to go hide behind my teacher's desk and behind the backpacks, and then he shot the little window, and then he went to the other classroom, and then he went, there's a door between our classrooms, and he went to there and shot my teacher and told my teacher goodnight and shot her in the head. And then he shot some of my classmates and the whiteboard. When I went to the backpacks, he shot my friend that was next to me, and I thought he was going to come back to the room, so I grabbed the blood, and I put it all over me, and...
What did you do then, when you put the blood on yourself?
Just stay quiet, and then I got my teacher's phone, and called 911.
And what did you tell 911 now?
I told her that we need help, and she sent the police in our classroom.
If there was something that you want people to know about that day and about you, right? Or things that you want different, what would it be?
To have security.
Do you feel safe at school? Why not?
Because I don't want it to happen again.
And you think it's going to happen again?
Wow, how scary is that? All of these seemingly endless cycles, especially lately of mass shootings in the U.S., really hasn't moved the needle as far as Congress is concerned, but the shooting of the 19 children and the two teachers in Uvalde has certainly made a giant push from both sides of the aisle to talk about the need to respond. And, you know, it's unclear where the House measure will go after Wednesday's vote. The answer is not to destroy the Second Amendment, is what Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, said, but it's to find common ground, and that's the whole idea. Where do you find the common ground? And that's got to take place most likely in the Senate, where support from 10 Republicans would be needed to get a bill signed into law. So a dozen Democrats and Republican senators met privately for an hour Wednesday, trying to put together a framework for compromise legislation by the week's end. So what does compromise legislation mean? It means, if you look at what the House stitched together, and a person under 21 can't buy, this is what it would be, could not buy an AR-15, couldn't buy that. Semi-automatic weapons, that couldn't happen. That's what they're saying, that this is what the bill would include. It would also have incentives designed to increase the use of safe gun storage devices, whatever they would be, and create penalties for violating safe storage requirements, so that a fine, imprisonment of up to 5 years if a gun is improperly stored and is used by a minor to injure or kill themselves or somebody else. It's also put in there things about the red flag laws, but, you know, where does it end up, and ultimately, are there enough votes to have some of that pass? But it focuses on raising the age limit. It bans some of the magazines, obviously, when we're talking about ammo, and raises the age limit for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle, and it would prohibit the sale of ammunition magazines with a massive capacity, because that's what's happened in these shootings. But does it really have a chance of becoming a law? I think it doesn't. I think that most of what's going to happen in the negotiation is going to be focused on mental health programs and school security and enhancing background checks, most likely, is what this ends up as. Perhaps something else sticks, but I don't think the ban on automatic weapons will stick, even though there are definitely some Republicans that would put that in there, and they'd say they go for the increase of the weapons to 21. But my feeling is, in taking a poll of enough people who work in the offices of those that make the votes, you know, that have to vote, is that it's not going to happen. But with red flag laws, 19 states and the District of Columbia have red flag laws. So under the House bill, a judge could issue an order to temporarily remove and store firearms until a hearing can be held no longer than 2 weeks later to determine whether the firearm should be returned or kept for a specific period, in talking about somebody's mental health. I think we haven't heard the last of this discussion. Obviously, people are not happy and shouldn't be as to what happened both in Buffalo and Uvalde. It's a terrible, terrible thing. It's haunting for the people who are the survivors. I cannot imagine what that would be like. Coming up this hour, the mailbag and so much more. We've just scratched the surface.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Focus is on the emotional testimony and the House passing the gun control package targeting semi-automatic weapons mostly, and the large capacity magazines. You heard some of the broad strokes that I talked about there, but mental health, I believe, is going to be the bigger push. If there's going to be any kind of a compromise, we'll ultimately see what that looks like. The conversation is going to ratchet up. I know there are some anti-gun rallies that are planned for around the United States, and there are lots and lots of people who are just massively calling their congressional representatives, which, however you fall on some of this, I think it's the finer points, right? Part of that is what Matthew McConaughey said, where he really emphasized that it's not going after the Second Amendment, that there are some specific things that can happen that, if they're done properly, have a good chance to promote safety and to save lives. And that's the key thing. What is it that's going to save lives? And do any of us really ultimately know? I know one thing for sure is something that I've had people on this show for many, many years before any Uvalde's, before any of the things, before Sandy Hook, before any of these terrible tragedies happened. Columbine had already happened. But in talking to law enforcement, what's happening at the schools, what's happening with security, all of that has to be shored up no matter what. No matter what happens on the Hill, individual school districts really have to fight for what's it look like at that school. And what I heard sometimes was that, well, there's not enough in the budget for security, and I think that has to be the top item. I mean, look, kids are already, and my nephew grew up this way, and so did my nieces. where they learn what they have to do with an active shooting case from the time they are in first grade, from the time they are in school. But should they actually have to be involved with an active shooter? Of course, the answer is no. So whatever it takes to try and prevent that from happening, because nothing is 100%, no matter what we say. I mean, absolutely nothing is. And I can tell that many of you are furious by the way you lit up the mailbag, and we're going to get there in our next segment and talk more about what happened during the day. Besides that, it's, you know, the fire-breathing dragon that is our wallets that keep telling us, man, this is bad. Gas filling up. And what do you do? Food. And food, it's so bad. The price of food. The dollar stores, and this was already happening during the pandemic, but dollar stores are where people are heading for some food items, and the and dollar stores, which are now really $1.25, they have amped up what they supply food-wise. Package sizes are shrinking. So did you notice that? Have you noticed that it's toilet paper, it's coffee, it's corn chips, it's yogurt? And they're calling it shrinkflation. There's actually a word for it. Yeah. Have you seen that? When you pick things up and it's, you're shocked by the price, are you looking at the size? So, for example, a small box of Kleenex now has 60 tissues. How about if you look at Nestle? They slimmed down its Nescafe Americano coffee tins from 100 grams to 90 grams. See, it's subtle. But if you pay attention, you will notice it. And the reason why is because they're having to pass this on. It's a tsunami of problems. They're having to pass on higher costs to their audience, their consumers that want the products, and they don't want them to go away from their products. So shrinkflation is something that they're dealing with. Smaller boxes in the cereal aisle. I've noticed that. I noticed that before. Just downsizing it so that whatever the cost is, they can make up what's happening to them. And some people maybe are fooled by this. So, right? But this is the world we live in. You're paying high prices for even less food. And then with gas, I mean, we say it every single day, how many people are paying how many people are paying over $6. And then I heard a story today about a Massachusetts gas station owner who was so fed up with what he thinks is the attempts by oil companies to fleece customers with the high prices at the pump that he stopped selling gas as a protest. Yeah, he's in downtown Amherst, pretty decent size area, and been there for 50 years. But Renald Gladu, who's operated his own place, Ren's Mobile Service, right there, again, in a popular area, drained his tanks earlier this month and has no current plans to refill them. He said, I don't want to be part of it anymore. He said, it's the biggest ripoff that has ever happened to people in my lifetime. Now, gasoline in Massachusetts is more than $5 a gallon. So his business, they're doing oil changes and other repairs, but he's not selling gas. So, and he is acknowledging that it'll be unlikely for him to remain open for long without selling gas. But he said, dealing with Mobil, that's what he said, they don't think through their pricing policies. I've served their product, but I refuse to do it anymore because they're only getting richer. Wow. That tells you something when he's been in business for that long and just says, you know what? Screw it. I'm sick of it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'll do the rest of it, but And I know this is going to cost me, and I might have to close this place up, but, you know, que sera, sera. If that's what I have to do, that's what I'm going to do. And my goodness, I haven't heard that story. I've heard all kinds of crazy stories, but nothing like that where somebody just said, I'm taking it on my back, I'm not doing this, I'm not passing this on anymore. I'm just tired of it. All right, on the front of how do you feel about the weather, because this is the other common denominator, and I have to mention this because I just had this conversation with somebody today from Arizona. They were in Florida, and they were actually in the water in the Gulf trying to get away from the heat, they said. And it was the heat in Florida. Well, you're walking around in an oven half the time. But it wasn't the heat in Florida. It was the heat where they live in Arizona. So 22 million people, not just in Arizona, but Arizona, I know you're listening tonight and you understand where I'm going with this, California, Nevada, they're under this heat alert through at least part of the upcoming weekend. And you think of a heat wave. I mean, look, we've heard of heat waves. I grew up in the Action News in Philly would constantly be, oh, there's a heat wave that's coming. But they're saying this is not just a heat wave. This is deadly over the southwestern part of the United States for these next couple of days, breaking records, exceeding 110 degrees, just warning, you know, coming out of the Weather Service in Phoenix, warning people that you got to protect yourself. You have to be careful. You have to stay out of this excessive heat because it's not just 110, it could be 117. In the Grand Canyon, I don't think you want to be hiking in the Grand Canyon if it's 117. If it's 110, I don't think you want to be doing that. That extreme heat where it's that excessive, no matter what kind of shape you're in, that is tough, tough, tough to stay outside for long periods in that. And so what do you do? How many people are acclimated to that kind of heat? I would think not very many. And what do? Stay in air-conditioned rooms. Stay inside. You know, be hydrated. Of course, you got to down more water. People complain, like, I'm going to drink more water. And they complain about drinking water. It's easy, people. Figure out a way. Drink more water. Avoid some of the stuff that's going to take that out of you, like caffeinated drinks. I know it's tough, man. I like my Coke Zero, but oof, when it's that high, the heat index, look out. Mailbag coming up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The House January 6th committee seeks to eliminate the Electoral College and stop former President Donald Trump from running for office in 2024. This according to Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. He spoke to Newsmax.
This thing is so partisan, they went out and hired the former president of ABC News to choreograph this documentary, this production. And who's their first witness going to be? The documentarian who was embedded with this group. So that sort of tells you everything you need to know about what this committee's objective really is and how truly partisan the whole operation is.
Gas prices rose again on Wednesday, setting another record high and adding to a string of consecutive record high days. AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of unleaded gas is $4.96. This is USA Radio News. The Denver Broncos have a new owner. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
The Denver Broncos of the National Football League are being sold for roughly $4.65 billion, a record in United States sports sales. Rob Walton, who is the billionaire heir to Walmart, has officially entered into a purchase agreement with the Broncos. When the dust settles, Rob Walton will be the wealthiest NFL owner, valued at $58 billion.
The Biden administration is undergoing a period of unusually high staff turnover as President Joe Biden nears 18 months in office. Long hours, low morale, and relatively low pay are taking a toll on both the ranks of the senior staff and the more numerous junior aides who keep the White House running. Hot weather is expanding from Texas and across the western U.S. with record temperatures forecast. Fox Weather said the heat wave will continue to build in the south and southwest. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail bag.
Stick in the mail bag.
We didn't have to dig very far. This comes to us from Victor, listening to us on KVOI in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Victor. Kate Delaney, I listen to your show whenever I can. I have kind of a strange schedule, sometimes nights, sometimes days, but I catch it at least three or four times. So I love the fact that you jump around and talk about several different things, what you call the buzz in your backyard and mine. Hey, thanks for remembering that. It's called a callback line. Victor's on it. And he says, watching what happened in Uvalde scares me to death. It scares me because I have children right around that age, and I feel as though the school where they go is safe. The conversations, they do have two security guards, but you can bet that we have been reassured even more after Uvalde, and I think these are the conversations that lots of parents are having with their school districts and some of what's being sent home with the kids as well, because now they're out of school or getting out of school. I think most are probably out of school, but when Uvalde happened, they were finishing up their final weeks too. And kids talk, and trust me, they're feeling the effects of what happened to the youngsters in Texas. I really honestly pray for those families. It is unthinkable to even imagine
that you wouldn't have your child back from school, and then the conditions of what happened to them and what happens to the first responders and everybody else who deals with the aftermath of a tragedy that should have never, ever occurred. So, Victor, thanks for that, because you're right. There are absolutely, as I've heard from teachers, there have been many, first of all, there are many districts that have lots of committees and think tanks and whatnot to try to come up with ways to protect kids more, or what could they do on their campuses, etc. But you can bet that this just raises the antenna even more. Of course it does. Absolutely. Along those same lines, but a little bit different, we got this from Jack. Kate, I just don't understand why we can't come up with some solid gun laws. I'm a gun owner. I have lots of guns. When I say I have lots of guns, it's because I have sons, and my sons and I hunt, and I would consider myself to be a responsible gun owner, and I've taught them the same thing. I do not, as a gun owner and as a strong proponent of the Second Amendment, I don't think we need to sell semi-automatics to anybody who is under 21 years old. I wouldn't have wanted my boys, who were girl crazy, severely immature in some ways, I wouldn't have wanted them to have that access. And I'll say it again, I am absolutely a Second Amendment protector, and I believe in the right to bear arms, carry arms, all of that. But I think there are some laws that could hold up and should be on the books, and that is absolutely one of them. And the stricter red flag laws wouldn't hurt either. There's probably some other things that could be bounced into a bill. My fear is it's going to be all conversation and there's going to be no action. Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the House passed the gun bill, and it raised the age limit. It banned some, you know, ammo mags. But will it go through the process and become an actual law? A bill is a bill. It's not the same as a law. So, yeah, it sounds like, yeah. You know, 228 to 199, mostly on party lines in the House. This was what the vote was. But how do you reconcile that? And what is the answer to trying to reconcile it? I don't think they're going to get that passed. There may be some elements that come out that become part of another bill, or perhaps there is more discussion over it, but I would be shocked if some of that wasn't changed, if some of what the bill is wasn't changed. You got to find that common ground. And what is the common ground in the Senate? Because in the Senate, you got to have 10 Republicans. That's the only way you get a bill signed into law, because of the numbers. So that framework has to be right and has to sound right. And they have to have those conversations. And those conversations are happening. But does it become a law? So thanks for that. Appreciate it. This one is from Bob. And Bob says, Kate Delaney, boy, I feel like when I pull up to the pumps, it scares the bejesus out of me. I feel, sister, like I'm going to have a heart attack. It is crazy how much gasoline has gone up. And when you start to add it up, as I am somebody in the delivery business, it is a backbreaker, because a lot of the salaries are not going up in a consideration to what the fuel costs are. I think all the people that are able to work from home and don't have to deal with that, bravo for you. Keep working at home, because I do believe, I heard you say something about this on one of your shows, I do believe that $6 for a gallon of gas could become more the norm, which is so shocking. And by the time you fill that up, how much lighter is the old wallet? Well, yeah, that's the problem. And it depends. Look, if you don't have to drive very far and you're puttering around in your neighborhood and working from home is what you do, then you're living the high life. But if you have to shuttle people around, if you have to drive any distance, if your business relies on driving every day, well, is it your own business? You know, then you get into the nitty-gritty. But, of course, it's going to affect you. And I don't know the way around that. I mean, I have suggestions, but are the suggestions realistic, especially if you're driving far distances? And there are lots of people that do that, where they have to be face-to-face, especially now. Because people want that. People are craving that. Absolutely. All right. Let's move on to, and there's no doubt about the craving to be face-to-face, especially if you're in a sales job, etc. You know, we're seeing this in the speaking industry. More conventions are starting to happen because people do want to be face-to-face. All right, this one is from Jules, and Jules says, Kate Delaney, you know, we look at what is happening on Wall Street, and is there a bigger indicator that we could go completely into recession mode, record gas prices and food going up and so many areas of our lives being affected by the war in the Ukraine and by so much that has happened with refineries, etc., has made it very tough on people. And I don't see that there's going to be any kind of an end in sight for this. It doesn't look that way to me, and I live just outside of Chicago, and you know, it's tough when you're, and now this is, I'm going into me, it's tough when I'm going into that same thing of, you know, working from home versus having to, you know, having to drive somewhere, or if you've got to burn a lot of fuel, you fall into that same category of, you know, what are you going to do? You either, you have to cut back in other ways, I suppose, or is it your own business, or do you work for somebody? Because I would imagine if you work for somebody, well, then they're paying the freight for that, right? And I'm looking at, we look at those things, we look at the things that I've been talking about, the things that you, so much happens in the mailbag that you send me having to do with prices of gas or food or what your paycheck is doing or inflation or what would you do to save money and what would you do to save for the future. And saving for the future, that's just a great question because you're spending that much more, right? And I think the answer is you just got to get smarter. You got to see what other people are doing and have those conversations with neighbors. And here's a good use for Facebook. For all the nonsense that goes on with people and some of the trolling, etc., on social media, the one good thing is the communities on Facebook, because you can throw out questions about best gas. You can throw out questions about where would you invest XYZ or what are you seeing? And people on that community site will reach out to you for sure. All right, you can email me day or night, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long.
Wow, such a pretty song. How do you interrupt that song? And the great Willie Nelson. I think even he would get a laugh out of this. Some interesting, what I like to call odds and ends. I was reading today, because we need some lighter things, right, to make us laugh when the world has been so heavy. Velveeta cheese, you know, the stuff that you either see in the market, you don't touch it, or you're a huge fan and you inhale it. Velveeta apparently is getting into the nail polish business. What does that tell you? I'm so not kidding about this. What the deal is, they teamed up with Nails Inc. and they're producing cheese-scented nail polish. Guys, is that a turn-on or what? And for women, is, do you think this is a really cool, awesome thing? It includes a two-pack of red and yellow nail polish, right? It's like $15. So it looks like Velveeta is
dripping from your red polished nails. It includes stickers, in case you don't trust your skills to get that effect, because you could just put them on the nails. And I don't know, how long do your fingers smell like cheese? Is that a bonus? Is this a bonus or not? So now, it's not the only collaboration, by the way, Velveeta has happening. Apparently, this yellow nail polish matches perfectly with these brand new Wu-Tang Clan Crocs. So you could be looking pretty good styling with the Wu crew. But actually, they don't look like Velveeta cheese to me. They're just yellow, and they've got like black outlines, or they're black and they have yellow in it. I mean, it's very yellowy, but that's not quite the same as, hey, my nails smell like cheese. Almost for a joke, it would be kind of funny maybe to get that nail polish. I don't know, stocking stuffer? Honey, I'd love for your nails to smell like cheese. You know, I'm talking about Velveeta cheese. If anybody does it, gets it, I want to know what happens. I want to know if it goes over well, in other words, right? That's what I want to know. You know, I keep talking about these gas prices and everything. So a good thing to do is go to a place and get a shake and sit in the shade somewhere and cool down, right? Cool off the engine, turn off the engine, don't burn any gas up. I was just reading about, there's always these specials with something about shakes. Like, you know, they have the McFlurry at McDonald's. And I guess Wendy's now has, which they usually have, are you a chocolate person or a vanilla person? But they have a strawberry frosty. It's just like a limited summertime thing. That sounds good to me. A strawberry frosty on the menu for the summer. And I guess they're keeping it on through late summer. So they're focusing on this whole strawberry theme. I'm going to say thumbs up to it. I'm going to try it just because I'm curious as to what does that taste like instead of the old vanilla or chocolate. And actually what's so interesting about this is because so many people fall into one of those two categories, it's true. You're either a vanilla person or a chocolate person, that they've temporarily halted the vanilla frosty. So the one thing that Wendy's didn't tell you is like, hey, these strawberry frosties are going to be available. But guess what? Vanilla is going to temporarily be unavailable while strawberry's in the restaurants. So, geez, if you're a chocolate person, you get your chocolate. They're not taking it away. If you're a vanilla person, move over because it's going to be strawberry. I'd be just out of curiosity. I know it's like, this is like a throwaway, but would that go over well? I mean, that's a big leap to take when mostly people fall into one of two categories, right? I mean, this is the world we live in, either or. We live in the either or world. And so I think a lot of vanilla people might not like it. Where's their vanilla? Instead, you're being forced the whole, you know, strawberry thing. But I like the idea of strawberry, a strawberry frosty. Continuing down the lane of a little bit different and things that we're talking about that give us a heavy heart and make us dizzy in thinking about what can happen to our own families and the shattering of your world in an instant and what that would be like. I happened to see, and maybe many of you have seen this if you've been at a movie lately at all, Jurassic Park is finally saying that they have a finale. So I don't know, how many Jurassic Parks have we had? They've got this next one. It's the sixth, and it's going to be the last. So this new Jurassic Park movie, and they go all the way back, it started in 1993. This this Jurassic Park is kind of like dinosaurs gone wild, and everybody that you saw from the other movies is in it. Like, they go back to the beginning characters, Laura Dern and Sam Neill, they're back there, and they work in a laboratory, and so they're pulled back into it. Jeff Bloom, same thing, he's pulled back into it. Chris Pratt started in 2015 with the whole Jurassic Park thing. So he's back for, of course, for this movie. Bryce Howard, she was also part of the 2015 crew. But how much I guess this is why there's an endpoint. That, okay, here's the sixth movie. We're not even going to try to come up with a seventh one, eighth one, whatever. This is it. Are they going to trash, or critics going to trash the last chapter? Or say, hey, it's nostalgia. You're going back to 93. Some of the people are coming back. So maybe this is it. This is a great way to cap this all off. Now, from what I've seen of the previews, it's got that whole silliness. The first one was good because you had the element of surprise. And if you read Michael Crichton's book, then seeing it on the big screen was really fascinating. I don't know how this plays out. Maybe because you know this is it. I mean, this is the finale of it. So love it or leave it or whatever in between. It's the whole idea is that dinosaurs are devouring the world's food supply. So there's your plot. How do you stop these flying dinosaurs who are everywhere and they're killing the food supply? That's not too far from reality. And then there's references to other creatures, I guess, in this. So there's got to be that survivor element of it and corralling these dinosaurs and in other parts of the world, because that's what it's looking like anyway. I think it's one of those, if you follow Jurassic Park, they know you're sucked into it. And if whether you pay for it on a streaming service eventually or you go and see it at a movie theater, they're going to pull you in. And especially if you live in Phoenix or Tucson or California or any of those places, swear, you're going to have a couple of spikes in the summer of extreme temperatures. It's a good way to get cold because it's always freezing in those movie theaters. On that note, I got to find my own dinosaur. That would be Guinness, because I can hear him somewhere in the background. He hasn't been fed. His food supply has been tapped into. Thanks for listening to this version of the show. Remember, you can reach out anytime. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.